It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Thought about you this weekend. Wondered what you were doing. What did you do? Did you make anything? Did you go to the store at all? I've just come from the store where I've gotten some groceries. Let's just ask Picture to show us what I have in this bag. All right? Eggs. Banana. Peanut butter. Jelly. Can you read any of these? Milk. Sugar. Brown bread. And a round thing. That's right. Maybe you'd show us picture how I bought these things in the store. You've been to a store, haven't you, where you push a cart around and you pick off things from the counter and you put them in? Would you like to see me shopping for some of these things? Okay. There's the store. Lady weighs the bananas to see how heavy they are, and then she marks the price. There's the bread. Each thing has a special place in the store. That's the eggs. That's the round thing that I wanted. Checkout desk figures out how much it costs. That gentleman helps me. Then I walk out of the store and come here to see you. Picture says, for you. It was a good film for us. Thank you very much, Picture. You're welcome. Come on, I'll show you these things. The real things in the bag. Take the eggs out first. It says, neighborhood eggs on there. Let me show you them. There. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. A dozen. Bananas. Peanut butter. Neighborhood peanut butter. Peanut butter and jelly. Here's milk. Sugar. Brown bread. And a round thing. We'll do something with that later. I have an idea. But first, I have another idea. This is a round thing, a circle. This is a triangle. And this is a square. Now, I'm going to put the round thing on the cupboard. We're going to play a game. I'm going to put the triangle on the refrigerator. I just thought this up last night. I thought it might be fun for you. I'm going to put the square on this bread box. Okay. Now, what are the things here that should go in a kitchen cupboard? The peanut butter, the jelly, and the sugar. All right? Let's put little circles on them. All right, now, what are the things that will go in a refrigerator? Milk and eggs. We'll put little triangles on them. Everything has its place. Now, what will go in a bread box? The bread. So we'll put a square on it. Okay? Now, you tell me where these things go. The ones with the circle. Up here? All right. The little circles in the cupboard with the big circle. Now, where do the eggs and milk go? With the little triangles on them. In the refrigerator with the big triangle. And where does this with the little square go? Bread box. The big square. There. Everything has its place. Everything has its place. Do you know where the place is for everything? For everything has its place. These can sometimes sit on the table, bananas. We'll use them and the round thing a little later. But first, let's make believe. Let's make believe that the trolley is coming right in front of King Friday's castle, okay?
Oh, here's 108.
108.
That's it. I'll get the next one. Here's 109.
109.
I'll get the next one.
Okay, Corny.
Here's 110.
110.
That's it.
Do you have any more? She definitely said 111.
Oh, yes, I have one more.
Okay. I guess I can cover this one up.
Here it is.
Oh.
111.
111.
That's it. Whew, it's right. Where are you going to put them all?
I don't know. I guess wherever they put the pie restaurant.
You mean they're going to use chairs which comb people's hairs in a restaurant?
Well, this is the kind Lady Elaine ordered, isn't it, Corny?
The very model. The very model.
Well, I guess that's it, then. Yeah. Thank you very much, Mr. Pescherly, and I'll bring the last of these over to them, and I hope that you come by and have some pie real soon.
Well, it should be a funny restaurant.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Well, goodbye.
Thank you, Corny. Goodbye.
Thanks for delivering them for me.
Okay.
Do you have the last ones?
Yes, I have all of them. 111.
Just perfect. Just perfect.
Tell me, where are we going to put them all?
I've found the ideal place, and I have all the other ones in it.
Well, where's that?
Come over and see with me.
Okay.
Come along, dear.
Okay.
Just this way.
Over this way?
That's it.
Right over here?
Right over this way. Mm-hmm. Well, what do you think?
About what?
About the pie restaurant.
Well, where is it?
Here.
Here? You mean you're going to use the rocket for the restaurant?
Yes. I have all the chairs in there. It doesn't look big, but it really is. You see one of them way up top?
Yes, I do, yes.
Just filled with chairs.
Well, Lady Elaine, just one thing. What if somebody wants to ride in it?
We'll worry about that when the time comes. Don't you think it's just a great idea, the rocket, for a restaurant?
Oh, I guess so.
Well, now hand me the last six chairs and I'll put them in.
All right, Lady Elaine. It's your restaurant.
Mm-hmm. 106. You know, I just can't understand why they have these combs on the top. Every one of them has a comb on the top.
But this is the kind you ordered, Lady Elaine. That's what Corny said.
Oh, I see. Well, I must have been in a hurry that day. Well, I can always take the combs off and use them for something else. Ooh, yes, 106.
Yeah. I wondered about those combs. Should I use them for something else? 107.
107. Oh, my, they're just fitting beautifully.
Ready?
Yes.
108.
108. Good. What about 109?
Coming right up. 109.
Thanks, dear. Should be a great place, don't you think, this pie place? Ooh!
110.
110. Good. What about the last one?
Right here.
111. I have room for one more.
Right here. 111.
Good. 111. Thanks, dear. I don't have room for any more. That's just perfect now. There, now, don't you want to come in?
Do you mean that you're ready to serve?
That's right. Any kind of pie you want.
What do you mean, any kind of pie, Lady Elaine?
Oh, just any kind you want. Egg pie, banana pie, peanut butter and jelly pie, milk pie, sugar pie, P-I-E pie. You just name it, we have it.
Well, it sounds great.
Come on in.
Peanut butter and jelly pie?
That's right.
I never heard of that.
There's Dr. Bill.
Dr. Bill, how are you?
Bill, glad to see you this day.
Oh, yes. Hello, Dr. Bill.
Well, I'm just about ready to go to someplace else, and I thought I'd take the rocket.
The rocket?
The rocket. It's a beautiful day for flying.
The rocket. Well, Dr. Bill, it's a beautiful day for walking, too. Isn't it a beautiful day for walking?
It is a nice day for walking. I guess you're right. It is healthier to walk.
Yes, and you know what a nice walk it is over there, Dr. Bill.
Yes, and when you come back, we'll have some pies all ready for you to eat.
Oh, my wife's good pies.
That's right.
Thanks for the good idea. Well, I'll be along now.
All right,
I'll play
Dr.
my pipes,
Bill.
And I'll be along.
Have a good walk.
Yes. Yes. Get a lot of fresh air.
Yes. Good walk.
Goodbye.
Ooh. Well, I'm glad he's walking and not trying to take the rocket.
Well, now, how would Lady Elaine get 111 chairs in that rocket? I suppose you can do anything in make-believe. I'm certainly glad Dr. Bill decided to walk. Do you hear a knock? Do you? I thought so. Would you look to see who's outside? Out this way? Mr. Negri. Hi, John.
Hi,
how are you?
Rogers, how are you?
I'm fine. We were just pretending that you and Lady Elaine were setting up a pie restaurant at the Rocket in make-believe.
A pie restaurant
at
the Rocket?
Come on in.
That sounds like fun. You know, I could play my guitar in a place like that.
You could. They're even having rocking chairs.
Rocking chairs?
Yes.
Wow, that sure sounds like a swinging place.
What would you play at such a place?
Well, probably something like this.
Would you like to dance while Mr. Negri plays? Would you like that?
Oh, that'd be fun.
Good.
All
right, Joe. Oh, I love that. Would you play some more of that if I asked Picture Picture to do a dancing kind of movie?
Sure will.
Would you? Wouldn't that be great? Let's ask Picture Picture, okay? Picture Picture, we'd like to see a dancing kind of movie. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you, Picture Picture. You're welcome. Thank you, Joe. That was wonderful.
You're welcome, Mr. Rogers. It was a lot of fun pretending we were at the pie restaurant.
Exactly.
Well, I've got to get back to work now. I'll see you real soon.
Thank you for stopping by.
Oh, you're welcome. Take care now.
Have a good chop.
Bye.
Could you feel like dancing with the music? Oh. Now, the thing I told you about in the kitchen. With this, and that, and I need a couple pieces of bread. Everything has its place. Handyman Negri certainly knows where to put his fingers at the right place on the guitar, doesn't he? Two pieces of brown bread. This is really a cookie cutter. And my idea is to make a pretend kind of a pie that you don't have to bake. So, this piece of bread. Look. The round thing comes out. One other. Now, I have two of them. Now in the middle, we'll have a banana pie. Pretend. Those are sort of round pieces going on round pieces of bread, aren't they? Come on, stay in there now. There. I guess it looks more like a sandwich. Could call it a pie, though, couldn't we? Take that pie home with me for dinner. And eat the rest of the banana then, too. Could do something like that. Pretend that a piece of bread was the bottom of a pie. Put something on it. Did you like playing the squares with the squares? And the triangles with the triangles? And the circles with the circles? Give you any of this banana fish. No, I know you don't like banana. Or pie. Fish food for the fish. Have a good dinner. You know, we were talking about everything having a place. Well, I found out one time from talking to a doctor friend of mine that the best place for people to sit when they're watching television is way far away from the television set. Mm-hmm. As far back as you can get, so you have plenty of room for your eyes to see. I know that's hard to understand because, especially with our visits, you and I feel very close together. But the doctor did tell me that it was better to stay far away from the television set. And the reason I'm telling you is that I care about you so much. Well, this is the beginning of our week. Think of all the days we have to spend together, you and I. And one of those days will be tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Four, two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. Circle. Square. Triangle. You see lots of those every day in different places. You make each day a special one for me by just your being you. See you tomorrow. Goodbye.
Funds for this television visit were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET affiliated stations. Thank you.